Welcome everyone, welcome back to the Education for Climate Talks. Today we are going to talk about a project which is called University for SDGs. And I think it's quite telling. To talk about this very nice project, I'm welcome to have with me today Noemi Grippi and Alessandro Padovan. Hello to both of you.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hi. Thank you.
My pleasure. So Noemi, you hold a PhD in system dynamics, and you are currently a researcher, a research assistant in the University of Palermo in Sicily. And you are involved in a project which is called Towards a Socio-Economic, Cultural and Ecological Transition, a Dynamic Performance Governance Approach for Localizing Sustainable Development Goals. Maybe you will tell us a bit more. And Alessandro, you are a student, you are studying in Ca' Foscari, a university in Venice. So both of you living in very nice places. And you study philosophy, international studies, and economics. You are working for University for SDGs that you are going to present, and you are an international relations team member. And let's start with you, Alessandro, because we want to understand what's the vision, the objectives behind that organization called University for SDGs. Please, the floor is yours.
Okay. So University for SDGs is a youth leader and non-profit organization established in Italy in 2021 with the intent of promoting the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, of the United Nations 2030 Agenda. And we do so by organizing events and activities that aim to create a dialogue among different stakeholders that include the academia, the business community, third sector entities, and the civil society in general, as well as local, national, and from 2024, international institutions. Our mission is to create a global network of young leaders and professionals who formulate ideas and proposals by engaging in an interdisciplinary environment. Later on, these proposals are intended to be brought to the attention of national and international policymakers, to academic institutions, and to entrepreneurs as well, to achieve a more dynamic and sustainable long-term development. In practice, University for SDGs operates in different layers. The first one is depicted by communication and dissemination. So, let's start from communication. Communication-wise, we host workshops, seminars, as well as conferences to raise awareness of the SDGs and facilitate discussion on sustainable practices. During our events, students from a diverse range of faculties, guided and stimulated by professors who too come from different universities, have the opportunity to participate in multiple thematic debates, transversal obviously to the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. And because of the pragmatic business perspective that private companies bring to the table, I believe that their involvement offers a further opportunity to integrate academic knowledge with relevant data and empirical evidence. So thanks to the dialogue established among these actors, students who divided into thematic working tables collaborate in identifying ideas, proposals, and in general, suitable solutions. On the other hand, talking a bit more in depth about our dissemination project, we collaborate with local teams and partners to develop SDGs strategies tailored for specific regions and communities. This localized approach ensures that our initiatives resonate effectively at the grassroots levels, thus encouraging widespread engagement and participation, obviously. Secondly, University for SDGs is dedicated to education. Here, the focus involves devising training courses that aim to effectively implement the SDGs. These courses leverage the skills and motivation of young leaders, empowering them to drive meaningful changes in their own communities. Thirdly, University for SDGs also builds private sector bridges as it actively engages with companies and private stakeholders to implement sustainable strategies. Therefore, I'd say that the ultimate and overarching objective of the initiative we plan is to establish a forum for discussion and information sharing and cooperation among various parties who are dedicated to tackling urgent global issues on development, sustainability, and peace. This is because we believe that such an inclusive approach, which is based again on forging partnership and building bridges and connecting young people, civil society, and businesses, facilitates collaborative projects that address sustainability challenges. Eventually, the combination of our dissemination and advocacy activities, along with our initiatives, is collated into final reports, which have garnered the interest of the European Commission and the Italian National Council for Economics and Labour, the CNEL, to whom we have brought our reports and policy proposals last 6th of December during a public hearing. Last but not least, and to sum it all up, let's say, I think a very key component of University for SDGs is depicted by its inherent bottom-up kind of methodology, which encourages students to actively participate in the public sphere. Because as I said, the ideas raised at the working tables we host are subsequently presented to lawmakers and business owners who use them to shape public policies and private initiatives that ultimately address long-term issues. At University for SDGs, we are firmly convinced that this bottom-up kind of approach favors the flourishing of diverse perspectives, as University for SDGs attracts a very diverse range of individuals with different backgrounds, with different experiences, and thus with different perspectives. If we were to make an example, for instance, Noemi and I are from very different parts of Italy. I live in Venice while she is in Palermo, and have completely different points of view regarding the different policies to implement in our very different cities. Hence, it is this diversity that enriches the organization by bringing in fresh ideas and innovative solutions and a deeper understanding of the community needs, thus enabling better community empowerment.
Thank you, Alessandro. Super interesting. So we understand that you're talking about a forum. I would even dare to say a community of practice, really, because you're insisting on that inclusive, participatory, bottom-up approach, where you put together around the table coming from the academic world, business, institutions, first sector entities, and everything was born really very spontaneously on the ground by your friends, by students. So that's really very interesting. Thank you for that, Alessandro. Let's try to dive in a bit with Noemi. Now that we understand the big picture, understand where it comes from and where it's trying to go, that organization. What is it doing, really? What are the concrete projects? Can you share with us some ideas on that and thoughts on that? And maybe even some of the outcomes already, results you might have. Please, Noemi.
Sure. So basically, as Alessandro was saying, the starting point, like this bottom-up approach, we started after the conference on the future of Europe in 2022. And right after this conference, we organized one of our first events together with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. And the first event that we organized was called Youth and Future Towards a Sustainable Development. In that case, what we were doing is to look at the sustainability field and also about the youth and the youngest generation and how they're perceiving their future and their connection to the sustainable development goals and the 2030 agenda. As Alessandro was saying, we are really focused on developing collaboration with all different stakeholders, from nonprofit to the public sector organization, private sector organization, and with civil society. So last year, what we have done, we organized the 5 national events. The first one was organized together with the University of Brescia and the Berlucchi Winery. And the title of that event was Territories and Challenges of Ecological Transition. So in that moment, what we were doing is to gather all the different students and different professors from the University of Brescia, together with business sector like the Berlucchi Winery, to discuss on sustainability. Also, there were also international guests. In September 2023, we organized another event in Milan, and the topic was on people, cities, and urban policies. And that events took place in collaboration with different universities, such as the University of Milan, the Milano Bicocca, the Polytechnic University of Milan, and the Catholic University of Sacred Heart. In October, we had the second edition of the first event we organized together with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. And the topic was still youth and future towards sustainable development. We were looking at which were the differences of what was done previously. And that event was organized in Venice, together with the University of Palermo, the Ca' Foscari, of course, the Ca' Foscari University of Venice, the University of Padua, and the Polytechnic of Turin. In November, the last event we organized in that year, it was organized in Palermo, and together with the Center for Sustainability and Ecological Transition of the University of Palermo. In that case, what we have done was organizing a one-day workshop. In the first part of the day, we had different introduction session. In the second part, we had specific focus groups where different the students from different faculties were gathered in different places to discuss about specific topics that were and all the issues unique to the Mediterranean context. And they were facilitated by both professors and the presence of business owners, non-profit sector organization, and they were working together to discuss on the main relevant topic. All these events were part of the European Sustainable Development Week, and this was an initiative that involved a series of meetings in different cities throughout the country in 2023. As Alessandro was saying, after at the end of the year, we had the public hearing with the Italian National Council for Economics and Labor. And this was an important starting point for us to start looking at the national level, at the broader context. And all our, with these 5 national events, we reached in total 36 universities in Italy. A total of 27 faculties and 522 students are working now with us, and we have a broader community of more than 3,000 people. So what is amazing from these events is that we are creating this type of network of students, of people who are willing to collaborate in the sustainability field. We are now also part of the we are one of the EU Climate Pact partners, and we were selected by the Italian Youth Delegate at the UN as a prominent association on the SDG field. So what our organization is willing to do is to start like building this type of connection, so to have a long lasting like change and foster a long term orientation towards sustainability. Actually, we just participated in partnership with the World Food Forum and the United Nations Youth Delegate Program of Italy to the multi-stakeholder science, technology, and innovation. And the topic there was discussing exploring youth innovation in higher education. So to summarize what I was describing before, all these national events are aimed at initiating local level project planning on the SDGs. This event, as I said, took place in several cities, and we are willing to expand this type of connection, this type of events. Of course, the activity falls within the realm of the events, communication, and dissemination field. And we believe that the youth engagement, and that's why we're organizing these events with universities, is really important because the creation of a network among students that involve at the moment university students, but we're willing also to involve also high school students, it's powerful to look at the broader sphere of the sustainability.
Absolutely.
So that's basically what we're looking at. And as Alessandro was highlighting, all the reports that we are writing after the events are aimed at not only describe what was done, but actually to shape and to engage in policy advisory and advocacy with regional, national.
And we can find that on the platform, Noemi, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, sure. You can find on Facebook.
We will share the link. So thank you for that. It's super interesting. And I very much like the articulation between the local, the national, and the global, maybe tomorrow. Super interesting. And I was honored to be invited in Milan. I can be a testimony and to say that all the people I met have got your enthusiasm. And it's super nice to see students working around the same table with very high level and super skilled and experienced professionals. And at the same level, really listening to each other and trying to learn from each other. That's really, so.
Thank you.
We're almost done. So I will ask you to be very short now.
Okay. Sorry.
Maybe you can share with us, but try to be short, the challenges, because of course there are challenges, and that might be something interesting for us, and also the developments, but you already began, Noemi. We understand that you want to try to extend, of course, the outreach and also of the organization beyond maybe Italy. So please, Alessandro, if you want to start, challenges and also maybe future developments.
Sure. So at University for SDGs, we encounter numerous challenges reflective of the multi-faced nature of both cultural and ecological transition, of course. Foremost among these is our endeavor to cultivate a robust transnational network that encompasses diverse stakeholders and spans beyond national boundaries. These entails navigating complexities inherent in engaging various actors across different countries, of course, which is a task demanding nuanced communication and coordination. In relation to this, University for SDGs organizes in different teams. I, for instance, am in the International Relations team, where we try to facilitate this dialogue by engaging with embassies, universities, institutions of any kind, and third sector entities abroad. Another significant challenge lies in translating our network's discussion into tangible, impactful projects that resonate at the local level. While fostering dialogue and ideation is crucial, the ultimate measure of our organization's success lies in the obviously tangible changes we effect within communities. Because our focus is on ensuring that our initiatives catalyze meaningful transformation in these kind of territories.
And maybe it would be interesting to have you back one day to understand also how you measure that impact, because it's always a problem. But what about your friends and students? Is it easy for them to get in, Alessandro?
Or it is very
easy. Really to hunt for.
Yeah, sure, yeah, absolutely. Easy. I am a student myself, and I joined the association on October, last October. It was very easy, and this is the bottom-up process I was talking about before.
That's great. Let's finish with you, Noemi, please.
Yeah, sure. So as Alessandro was saying, it's really easy because when we're organizing our events, we start like getting all the different interests from different students, and they're working like together, and they're sharing ideas on WhatsApp. We're creating WhatsApp groups. We're creating events after like events so that we can meet and gather all together. Regarding the possible development that we're willing to organize, like we're willing to take, is basically we want to expand at international level, because we believe that it's not only at national level that that we should look at sustainable development goals, but of course at international level. So both internationalization and localization are both important. So we are going to organize different events. One is going to be in Argentina, another one in South Africa, another one in China, another one in Qatar. And we are really open to establish new collaboration and new interconnection with different actors and stakeholders. We're also willing to expand our advocacy efforts, and we want to collaborate even more with policymakers to translate youth-driven vision into actionable policies. And we're also really looking forward to increase our collaboration, and like, because that's the only way to look at the long-term effect and not just in the short term. That's basically to sum up.
The call has been launched. I'm sure people will hear it, and that's precise. You are, of course, Education for Climate members, so you might have feedback from other members. I want to thank you very much for that presentation. And we might have the occasion to come back to you, maybe during a cafe also, to also assess a bit the evolution and the impact, as I was saying before, what you're doing. I wish you all the best. Thank you again, and buona fortuna.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.